Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Gearhart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Colley Rickard. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Jarvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Fritz Ostermüller. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck takes first base on ball four. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitheck moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake, who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Jansen reaches second base with a double. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitheck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gearhart hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jansen moves to third. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wittek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jansen scores. Rigney moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-2 in the game. Gearhart takes first base on ball 4. Rigney moves to third. Whitek moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rigney scores. Whitek moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Giants. Nick Strencevic now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Giants. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gene Mock now playing second base. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Gearhart hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Strencevic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strencevic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wittek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Giants. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Jarvis and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Mickey Wittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wittek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Jarvis hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Wiedelman pinch hits for Nick Strencevic. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman strikes out. Two outs. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Wolf now pitching. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mize. The throw from Jarvis and he is safe. Mize steals second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Westlake. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Mize scores. It's 9-5, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall scores. It's 10-5, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Jarvis and he is out, Cox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gustine hits a fly ball into center field. Gearhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Pirates 5. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jansen bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Mauch covering, for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whittek takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gearhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gearhart is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gearhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gustin. Kerr scores. Whittek moves to third. It's 11-5, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whittek scores. Gearhart moves to third. It's 12-5, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Westlake hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Jarvis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 5. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.